some ways, because now you're definitively the number one guy, is it more of a relaxed mode mentally for you, or is it you feel more pressure now?
Honestly, neither. I just feel like me. I feel like I was last year when I was playing. I feel like I just need to keep getting better. I've always felt like, you know, there's never a time to relax when you play this game because there's always something to work on. So that's really how I feel inside. You know, every day's opportunity to get better, and you got to make your teammates better. And as a quarterback, it's not only what we're doing in workouts and the allotted meeting time with our coaches, but, hey, what are we doing with the guys extra to work on fundamentals or, you know, get on the same page with our plays. So that's what being a quarterback's all about.
You went to Pro Bowl MVP, the red carpet treatment, you have more endorsements. How's life different being the kind of front and center as opposed to in the background?
Mindset and everything hadn't changed. I still am the same guy y'all talked to when I arrived here my rookie year. Like you said, with all that, there's opportunities that arise, but you also have to learn to say no to different things because there is so many. My most important thing is my faith and my family. So, you know, that's the most important thing. That's what I worry about the most. So, like, if things are taken away from time from my family, I got to say no and whatever. And then, obviously, I got to be the best football player I can be to provide for them and, you know, do well here to have success as a team. So, really, I am the same person. It's hard to answer that question because nothing, my mindset and how I am hasn't changed a bit.
I know you went to New York for the Super Bowl week. What was that like, and what did you do after that? You spent a lot of time in Austin. I know you got engaged.
Yeah, I went up there for an opportunity. You know, it was a great opportunity to go up there during Super Bowl week. Obviously, we would rather be playing in the Super Bowl, but just to be around the atmosphere, to see what it's like, just to go to different things, it was a neat experience. And then, yeah, really just spent time with families. Was in Texas. As y'all know, I got engaged. I actually got married, too. So I'm not just wearing a ring because I'm engaged.
I was wondering.
I just haven't announced that. I guess everybody knows now. So I'm married. So I got a wife. So that's really what as y'all know, I'm sure some of y'all married. You're around her a lot too. So, but she's an athlete as well. So she knows how it goes, and she pushes me to make me better, which is great. And yeah.
Nick, the offense is obviously going to be a lot different without Deshaun. How do you guys make up that production?
We'll have guys step up. We have Mac back, which is exciting. And, you know, we'll see what happens in the draft coming up. And we also have guys coming in that are, you know, they got to step and make plays. We got Ben that, you know, he's coming off injury. He's healthy. So we'll see what happens. Deshaun's a great receiver. He's very talented. He's unique in how he's so fast and get open and do things like that. He's a hard guy to replace, but we'll have someone step in and do a great job in their own way. And like I said, I mean, Mac is a top-tier receiver. He's awesome. So it's exciting to have Jeremy back in action.
What will be different about the offense from you when you're looking down the field without Deshaun?
It's going to just not be number 10. It's going to be someone else stepping in. We're going to be doing our offense, doing what we do. And I expect the same plays we made last year, you know, I expect to run those plays again. Obviously, defenses will be able to study that and come out with a plan, but I expect my receivers to make plays when they go out there.
Jeremy said that the only guy that really gets doubled in this league is Calvin Johnson around the goal line. When you look down the field, did Deshaun help in any way to open up some of the other guys? Did he get doubled, not get doubled?
I mean, there's times when they would try to, you know, go too high and double, but you also, like, all right, you're going to double him. What are you going to do about Coop? And that's why Coop had a great year, and then they couldn't double Deshaun because, all right, well, we got to worry about this guy over here as well. Well, if they want to double both guys, well, then you got LeSean McCoy running the ball, and, you know, if I keep it as well, I'll get some yards as well.
So without Deshaun, does that make it more difficult for the other receivers? You said that.
No, I think that, you know, I have all the confidence in the world in whoever's going to play that spot, and he'll do the same thing. You know, it's going to be a different player. There's only one Deshaun Jackson. You know, there's only one Riley Cooper, Nick Foles, but whoever steps in that slot will do a great job running this offense.
You mentioned the draft. Would you be surprised if the team drafted a quarterback guy?
I mean, I couldn't tell you anything about the draft. That's where they handle everything. I'll trust them with whatever they do. My job right now is the guys who are in this building, worrying about them, working to make them better. And then whenever we get the draftees, you know, we'll welcome them to the team and get them going in the right directions. Because second they're drafted, they're Philadelphia Eagles, so we got to bring them along and get them up to par, get them going. So it's gonna be exciting for us to see who we add to the team.
Nick, have you spoken to Sean since he was released?
I spoke to him right before it, and then it's just one of those things where you wish him luck. And, you know, it's got to be tough. It's one of those – it's just a tough situation, but you move on. You learn this game. Stuff like this happens, and, you know, he landed on his feet. His career's still going. We're still the Philadelphia Eagles. We're a team. We're going to continue to work together to achieve things as a team. So I'm excited with where we're going and the guys we have here.
Yeah, you first feel like had the same coaches, the same system in your NFL career. How do you feel coming in with a base of knowledge in the offseason?
It's great. I mean, it's great coming to the offseason with having a season under my belt of where we're running the same play. I mean, we're going to add stuff and switch stuff around, but, you know, knowing the offense instead of trying to learn it again, so it's a good feeling.
Howie has likened a young quarterback to a pitcher going through a lineup for the first time, and then eventually they get tape, and there's more familiarity and challenges that arise from that. Can you just talk about that challenge as you head into year two as the starter?
Yeah, like you said, I've played a little bit more. They have more tape on me. They're going to understand my tendencies more, what I do. So I really have to continue to excel as a player, and I have to study my tendencies. What do I do on different plays? Am I always doing the same footwork right here? Am I always looking the same direction? So I need to study that because they're going to be ready for it this year. So I know that. I mean, in college, after my sophomore year, I went out there, and they had totally switched things around. So there's always that adjustment because the guys we play against are pretty darn good. So we got to be ready for it.
Nick, what about holding on to the ball too long? Do you see that as something that you could improve upon, or do you feel like that was a product of the offense, the plays that were called, your ability to move in and out of the pocket and extend plays?
No, I think that I got to play the play. I couldn't tell you. I mean, I think that you try to analyze this game too much to a point where it's all of a sudden a time thing to where you don't look at that. You look at the success the team has. And with that, I think that once you start playing the game and you start, you know, understanding things more, you can get the routes faster. If you look at Peyton Manning, he gets the ball out really fast because he's done it for a long time and he's very good at what he does. He's one of the greatest ever. So those are the guys, him, Tom, Drew, those are the guys I look at because they're very good at getting the ball out fast. Well, you know, as I learn this offense, that's one of the things I do want to work on. But sometimes you will have to hold on to it longer because, you know, the O-line will give you a little bit of time and it's a long, more downfield route.
Nick, with the success and what you did last year, and the questions continue to come up, whether it's to you, whether it's those talking heads on ESPN, about the Eagles possibly getting a quarterback. Why does that exist, and why do you think that exists?
Hey, it's the game. That's what's always going to exist. There's always going to be things like that said. And, you know, whoever we draft, they're part of the Philadelphia Eagles. So I'll welcome them in if it's a quarterback. If we drafted all quarterbacks in the draft, 10 of them, I'd welcome them to the team. That's just, you know, that's just who I am. I'm going to continue to work. And at the end of the day, the quarterback's got to be the best quarterback that gives the team the success. So that's why I have to keep working every day to be that guy. Because if I'm not that guy, somebody else will take it. So.
Yeah, but why do people continue to talk about it with what you did here last year, in your opinion?
I think that, I don't know, they just like it. I couldn't tell you. Y'all know one way or another. Y'all are talking about it, so y'all know that answer. Y'all set me up. That's good.
How do you keep it out of your mind that this could also be a big year for you financially? Because it's a question that's going to be asked from you from now until the end of this season.
The answer is simple, and I've said it before in my interviews, and this is where it really means something. If today was the last day I played the game of football, I would thank God for every moment I had playing this game. So therefore, you should know that if I worry about that, how can I be the best player on the field? So to me, it's worrying about, hey, how can I be the best player today? And then if you worry about that and you make your teammates better, you have success, you do all those things, at the end of the day, you'll probably be in a good position. Sometimes, you know, injuries happen, things happen to where you have to take another step, go do another job in life, do different things. But like I said, I will thank God for the time he allowed me to play the game.
So are you paying attention to quarterback contracts and to the Kaepernick negotiations and things of that nature?
No, not at all. I really don't watch ESPN, so I don't. I honestly just go home. Got a wife now, so I spend time with her. And I'm into crime shows, so I watch that stuff.
So obviously the financial boost you would get from a contract maybe not as important to you, but what about at least the commitment the team would give to you and saying, you know, this is our guy, franchise guy long term? Would that mean anything to you if you did eventually get that contract?
No, I mean, I think if that's what would change my mindset, I'd be in trouble. If that's what changed my heart, I'd be in trouble. If it was a dollar figure that, oh wow, I'm getting this money, now I can be the starter, I wouldn't be. I don't think I could do that. I know who I am. Like, I enjoy playing this game. With the whatever my contract is right now, I don't even know how much I'm making this next year. I just love playing this game with my teammates. And obviously now it's the point where we do make a living doing it. But at the same time, if I'm focused on the money part of it, how am I going to be the best player? And how am I going to show my teammates my heart when I go do what I do? So I don't ever worry about it. I want to just help this team win in any way possible. And at the end of the day, it'll take care of itself. And I don't worry about the contracts or anything because, you know, my mind says, if I do what I'm supposed to do, at the end of the day, I'll be okay.
A lot has been made about the loss of Deshaun, obviously. But what about the addition of Darren Sproles? I mean, how do you think that helps the offense, helps you in particular?
He's a great player. I mean, you ask any defensive player, even our when we had to go against him, even me, knowing him, watching him for years when he was at K-State, dude's a great player. He's done a lot of great things in the league. So we're very excited to have him a part of this team. To, you know, I'm excited as a quarterback to get him the ball in space and let him do his thing because he's one of the quickest guys I've ever seen. And he's a great teammate to have. He's been a great addition in the locker room. And I'm excited to see what we do with him this year.
Two more for Nick.
I know Sanchez is the same agent as you. Really, what do you know about him? Have you guys had time to talk about the offense?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed getting to know Mark. I think our quarterback room is in great shape right now, and you know, it's been fun getting to work with him and throwing with him and doing all those things. So, and he's very intelligent. He's getting this offense down at a rapid pace, and he's getting little shifts and stuff down that we really don't go over later right now. So you can tell he's a very sharp quarterback. He's had success in this league. He's, you know, what, did he go to two NFC championship games? And, you know, it's exciting to have him be a part of this team.
With no Deshaun and Sproles now here, will that change the offense? I mean, obviously there's more pieces to be added, but could it change the offense in terms of there not being longer, deeper route, more, you know, plays that maybe take a little longer to develop because you have Deshaun running long routes if he was your first option? Could we see the offense morphing a little bit more, to which would allow you in turn to get rid of the ball quicker?
I don't think so. I mean, I know Jeremy Macklin's got some speed and he can go get the ball. I'm pretty sure Riley Cooper caught some pretty deep balls last year. So we have receivers that are very talented already. Deshaun Jackson is a great receiver with a lot of speed, and he's one of the most talented players I've seen. And like I said, he's landed on his feet. But we have guys here besides him that did a great job last year because the Philadelphia Eagles were built on a team atmosphere. We were built as a team. We had success as a team. So we still got a great core group of guys, and we've had great additions. So I think we're in good shape. I think that we have to take the mindset of getting better every day because last game of the season we lost. So we need to excel, and we need to become better as a team.